With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
I tell you, literally, I haven't seen a case like this where almost every hour there's new, like, bombshells dropping everywhere. And that's the case of Diddy. It's been this way since the arrest. Just everything is coming out of the woodwork, and I think we're only just beginning to scrape the surface here. Another woman has come forward with serious allegations against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, adding to his mounting legal troubles. The lawsuit filed on Tuesday, the 24th of September in 24. Thalia Graves claims that Combs and his former bodyguard, Joseph Sherman, drugged, bound, and raped her in the summer of 2001. The alleged attack took place at the famed Bad Boy Records studio in New York. Graves, who was 25 at the time, had been dating a Bad Boy executive when the alleged assault occurred. She says that Combs used her relationship to lure her into a private meeting at his lounge, where she was given a drink believed to be laced with drugs. According to the lawsuit, Graves briefly lost consciousness and awoke to find herself bound and restrained while the assault was taking place. In a press conference held alongside her attorney Gloria Allred, Graves spoke about the lasting emotional toll of the alleged incident. "Some of the hardest parts of the pain are the shame and guilt I've experienced," she said, "which play a negative part in my daily ability to function," Graves said, holding back tears. She also stated that she had been blamed and threatened since the attack, further isolating her and making her feel responsible for what happened. The lawsuit claims that Combs and Sherman not only raped Graves, but also recorded the assault without her consent.
Oh my God.
Because like everyone does. I mean, this is fucking insane. Shockingly, the footage was later distributed as pornography. "I couldn't believe that they would record such a gruesome crime and then proudly share it with others," Graves said. I mean, that's where you are just so high on yourself and you think you can do fucking anything. You're literally showing other people you raping a person.
This takes, you know, I don't want to say this takes it to a new level of depravity, but because it was pretty bad before.
Yeah.
But this is a level I was not anticipating with him. I knew he was pretty fucked up. I knew there was a lot going on there, but this is almost, I don't want to say serial killer, but this is gross. This is, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
Are we going to find like Diddy snuff films next where he literally kills the people? I mean, this is like one step away. I mean, this is not a sex tape. This is not a, you know, Ray J and Kardashian or whatever the fuck. This is not that. This is a gang rape on tape so that he could go back and watch and enjoy in his sick fucking way. And then also show, who the fuck are you showing this to? Like, hey, look at me raping her. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is that?
Well, and that makes me question, you're right. Who are you showing this to? Who else has been a party to this? Is this being sold on the dark web somewhere? Are you just showing this, you know, on a screen at parties? What are you doing with this? Who is seeing this? Who else is a party to this?
And why?
That's the bigger question, isn't it?
Why the fuck? I mean, look at me committing a heinous crime. I think most people would look at rape and go, this is a heinous crime. I don't think there's really many areas, unless you are like a crazy fucking convicted rapist or I don't know. Like, there's just not a lot of people I think they're going to go, oh, you raper? Oh, let's see that video. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Beyond fucked up.
Yeah.
The case is just the latest in the series of legal troubles for Combs, who was arrested earlier this year on federal charges related to sex trafficking and racketeering. Federal authorities are currently investigating a broader criminal enterprise linked to the star, with some charges involving human trafficking. His properties in Miami and Los Angeles were recently raided by Homeland Security as part of the ongoing probe. Graves' lawsuit follows several others, it's the 11th one, of allegations of sexual misconduct against Combs, including the widely publicized case from Cassie Ventura. She filed it in 23 after years of abuse, and he denied it. And then the tape came out. I was like, oh, well, yeah, it is true. In the wake of the allegations, Combs remains in federal custody awaiting a trial. Graves expressed relief that Combs is behind bars, but emphasized how challenging the legal process has been for her and others. It's been an uphill battle, and I'm finally starting to feel like I have a voice. Combs' legal team has yet to issue a formal response to the new lawsuit, but they have consistently denied previous allegations of wrongdoing. Yeah, it just goes on and on and on. It's, I don't know. I don't know. I'm still being surprised by things that I'm learning about in this.
Well, and it seems really trite to say that, you know, this is the tip of the iceberg because it's everybody's saying that. But I think about what he's got, it like an estate. I mean, there's an entire conglomeration of buildings and it's just a huge mansion. So it takes people to run that. So you've got cooks and valets and assistants and people who clean. All of these people, you know, have seen what goes on there. So mm-hmm. they're all subject to what the fuck did you know and when did you know it?
Yeah.
So, you know, you might be a culinary expert, but you're about to get swept up in the Diddy madness.
Yeah.
You better be worried.
I just imagine there are so many stories from people who came and went out of that world. I'm guessing there's probably many that, you know, just got the fuck out of there because they didn't want to be a part of it. They didn't want to be close to it. But they all had those non-disclosure agreements and all, like, it's all out the window now. There's, yeah.
Well, when the feds ask you what you knew, I think you kind of go, well, I have an NDA, but
yeah.
You're the feds.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've seen some wicked things in radio that we weren't supposed to talk about. Nothing compared to what was going on in this place, but just,
no.
You know, the music industry can be a dark place. We've talked about that before, and there's a lot of other stories that might start leaking out because now the seams are not secure, you know?
There's a lot of people, I think, that are very scared right now.
Should be.
That unless they're just massively crazy narcissists like Diddy, and they're just like, I got this. No, you don't. Trust me, you don't. No, I think there's going to be a lot of other, there'll be a lot of other names, I think, that go down in not a very bright way after all this is said and done. There's so much more to come.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.